This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More than 1,100 dead and thousands wounded on both sides of the war between Israel and Hamas. Israeli Brigadier General Daniel Hagari.
The days ahead will be long and difficult.
Americans are said to be among the dead and missing.
A U.S. official says there are American casualties from the attack in Israel, at least four. And the Pentagon is sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the Mediterranean Sea in support of Israel. We're learning from an inside source that there are several U.S. deaths stemming from the brutal incursion by Hamas into Israel. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press says they're investigating reports of Americans taken hostage.
We're on guard wherever American citizens may be
and could be in danger.
Two U.S. officials on condition of anonymity say the Pentagon sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean, the USS Gerald R. Ford, along with its warplanes, destroyers, and cruisers, and some 5,000 personnel. President Biden says he told Israel's prime minister American help was on the way as the Israeli government declares war on Hamas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And here in the U.S., supporters of Israel and backers of the Palestinian cause held competing rallies in several cities Sunday. Many airlines are suspending flights to and from Israel. That massive earthquake in Afghanistan Saturday has killed at least 2,000 people, according to the Taliban. Entire villages have been flattened. It was a magnitude 6.3 earthquake. Only a few countries are publicly offering support. Tourism is resuming in West Maui near Lahaina. This is the area around the historic Maui town largely destroyed by wildfire 2 months ago in Hawaii. This is AP News. Did you make it to the movies over the weekend?
The Exorcist Believer is the number one movie in theaters this week.
Don't be scared.
We've met before.
The Exorcist Believer was the only major new release this weekend. It made $27.2 million domestically, according to studio estimates. That's more than what the next three films combined earned. Last week's number one film, Paw Patrol: The Mighty Movie, drops to second place. The 10th Saw movie is in third. The Creator is fourth. And The Blind is number five. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The Powerball jackpot is now more than $1.5 billion. The $1.55 billion prize is for a sole winner who's paid through an annuity with annual checks over 30 years. Most jackpot winners take the cash, which for the next drawing tonight, Monday night, would be about $679 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.